You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Got hair like cotton candy, still taste that whiskey and brandy. I'm burning up from the inside. Tell myself I'm doing just fine. And I take a path from the room to the kitchen. Oh, on the trail of a lost ambition. Been watching too much TV. There's a little cloud following me. Where did you go? There's no trace of anybody home. There's a stranger in the mirror.
Still recognize, be happy to hear that. We never saw the sky, or tried a thousand times. The places I had been, you'd never know the way I live. She took me to her room, I think I had too much too soon. And when she held me near, I tell you man, I had no fear. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Found some comfort there. I was out of control, I was living alone. I was lighting a match for the wishes I'd blown. Feelings free, and even though the world was blue, we did the best that we could do. A little white light and a little white noise. There's something in the world they can't destroy. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through.
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
And I remember staring at my feet. it broke. Love me with the song you sang. We'll be right back.
everything. So open up your mind, 'cause we're on the brink. So don't believe the lies that you hear. It's just designed to install fear. Open up the eyes that are blind. Educate the heart of the narrow mind.
Try to see in the dark. federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. "It is always nice to see you," says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
My truck pigs that I hear. I'm out with these blues, a dirty coal black.
simple no is enough to satisfy. You see, it gets so lonely when you wait this long, losing count of the signals you send. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. I'm supposed to sell my soul. I don't know where to begin. Is anybody there? I'm asking for a friend. How do you read your code? How do I write in polite agitation? Do all these dates have holes? I'm going blind, seeking the light, proof of life I'm looking for. Seven pieces missing from a puzzle. Seven.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio. Bye.
Thank you. Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Get a look at me.
Mm-hmm. send you a letter from the front line. A place and applause and some